Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Friday, April 4th. I'm Megan Lynch. It's confirmed National Weather Service survey crews have determined two tornadoes touched down in the St. Louis area this week. KMOX meteorologist Dave Murray says Wednesday was the perfect brew of conditions for severe weather.
At one point, I was watching this line, and there were 14 tornado warnings in effect on that line. So it really blew up because as the system passed through St. Louis, it started to feed on really what we call virgin air. The sun was out most of the day.
That's why the system dropped a tornado in the Potosi area, damaging homes before weakening over St. Louis and then ramping back up to drop another tornado for 22 miles across Bond County, Illinois. A canine with the Pagedale Police Department got loose during Wednesday's storm. They're asking for your help. Captain Anthony Bilal is asking residents to keep an eye out for their three-year-old Dutch Shepherd Raider.
Somewhere probably within the Hazelwood, Florence, and unincorporated North County area, probably wandering around.
Raider is brown with a darker face and a block collar that reads police in white letters. Captain Bilal says Raider is well-mannered, well-tempered, but suggest you not approach him if you do spot him. Instead, give them or St. Louis County a call. The St. Louis City Police Department working through the logistics of transitioning to state control.
Police Chief Robert Tracy says there are challenges that come with losing local control. He points to figuring out who pays for police vehicle repair and maintenance.
We have a lot of things that go on to maintain our fleet, to do a lot of things. That's the city's been picking up a lot of that.
Tracy says they're also working with Attorney General Andrew Bailey's office to get ready for them to take over the department's legal representation. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
It's yet another instance of traffic violence in the city of St. Louis.
A cyclist was killed Tuesday night on Gravoit near Bamberger, even though the cyclist was using the supposedly safe bike lanes. St. Louis does not separate its bike lanes from traffic like other cities, and in this particular area, St. Louis actually just painted a bike symbol on a regular traffic lane, expecting cyclists and motorists to share. On Tuesday, the cyclist was in that bike lane when a silver Ford SUV struck him and then drove off. The victim was then struck by three other vehicles. Two of them stopped, but another also fled. The cyclist was taken to a hospital where he died. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Happening today, a groundbreaking for a new memorial park in honor of black soldiers from St. Louis who fought during the Civil War.
Dr. Coffee Wright is dedicating a plot of land she owns next to Fairground Park to create the U.S. Colored Troops Buffalo Soldiers 13th Amendment Park. Two of her great-grandfathers fought in the Civil War.
One was a free man and one was a slave.
Dr. Wright says she rediscovered the fact that family members of hers fought in the war after stumbling upon their names of relatives at the National Civil War Museum in Washington, D.C.
They made the decision to join the Civil War and help the North to defeat the South.
But she says this park will not just be for her family.
When the war ended, they ended out of Texas, Galveston, Texas, of all things. And they were in the 38th Infantry. Which later the 38th Infantry went on to become Buffalo Soldiers. So not only were they color troops, but they were Buffalo Soldiers. Because, see, the Buffalo Soldiers was the baddest of the color troops, okay? And so both of my grandfathers were Buffalo Soldiers as well. And that's in ink. That's in stone.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. The plot of land for the new 13th Amendment Park is fitting because of its proximity to where Benton Barracks once stood, housing black soldiers training for war, and a place where fleeing slaves also sought refuge. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The old courthouse downtown reopens in a month after a $380 million renovation that included the arch grounds.
They're going to see a building that is much more accessible. There are ramps getting in the building. There's an elevator for the first time in this building's history, 150 years. Wow. It's never had an elevator. So now more people can enjoy more of the building.
Ryan McClure is executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation.
It has central HVAC now, so there's no longer air conditioning units hanging out of the windows of that building. So that's both a comfort and aesthetic improvement.
The old courthouse reopens May 3rd. A partnership between the city of Edwardsville and a youth sports company could result in a new basketball and volleyball complex at Plummer Family Park. The 45,000-square-foot indoor facility could include 5 basketball courts and up to 10 volleyball courts. According to the Business Journal, the city would lease the space to Lucky 13 Hoops, owned by local attorney Mark Thomas. Plummer Family Park opened 5 years ago. The second phase of development should be done this year. No timeline has been announced for the volleyball-basketball project.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.